Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We've got a special Saturday afternoon show for you as the fight's tonight. You know, I tell you, a buddy reached out to me and said, Don, you got to have this fighter on your show. And the more I looked into his career, the more I realized I had to have him on the day of the fight, actually. So with that being said, welcome Sean the Exception West to the show. Sean, how's it going?
Not too bad, man. Thanks for having me, bro. I appreciate it. Don.
Oh, no problem. You know, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked both aspects of both promotions. You know, I had Johnny Hendricks, Brennan Ward, Chris Lieben, and Kendall Grove, and many others from both promotions on. What was it in your heart and in your mind that made you want to make this transition to bare-knuckle boxing? And how do you feel about being part of the beginning of a new era?
Man, you know, I guess I haven't even looked at it as far as, you know, being a part of a new thing. I think as I'm here, I'm starting to understand the magnitude of this show and the significance of what's taking place. But that's not my worry. My worry and my focus is on making sure I'm in shape, making sure I'm ready to go tonight and all that stuff. But, I'm excited, man. And you know, it wasn't that hard for the transition, man. I've been doing MMA for a while. Slowly been getting into my professional boxing career. I got 2 knockouts in professional boxing this year. Just beat a guy 2 weeks ago, a 39-second knockout, who was a vet, two-time Golden Gloves champion out of Iowa, you know, so, and I knocked him out, man. Great finish. So, I've been training for the boxing, and when they called me for this, it's like, oh, cool. I've already been boxing. You know, I've already been trying to humble myself and approach boxing, you know, as I did MMA 10 years ago, and it's been working out for me, man. I love it, man. I'm excited and I'm anxious to see, you know, what's, you know, I think that's where all my nervousness is coming from right now, is wondering how, you know, how this fight's gonna, you know, bare knuckles, man. You know, I know what a street fight is like, but, you know, I don't know, it's a little different, so.
Well, you know, which is interesting, it's, you know, I look back the last few weeks, well, the last month, I guess, you know, and it kind of stymied me when I had Johnny Hendricks on, and, you know, because he's fighting for the World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation, set to take place next month, but he said he fell out of love with MMA. And his last 7 or 8 fights, he really couldn't care about. Then I had Brennan Ward on, and he talked about how he never really loved MMA except for the one fight that he had with Saeed Awad. You know, when you look at it in that aspect, and I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of a hard time here, because on your page you have a post that says, "Must be why I'm losing interest in MMA." You know, I had to throw that in there. But what was it that allowed you to see you stepping into the ring? As you said, you just boxed and you just beat somebody in the Sweet Science. But what is it that's intriguing you more now in the boxing aspect than the love that you had for MMA? Because you've been in MMA for a long time.
And, you know, I love MMA. I love striking, right? You know, it's throughout the week, usually my weeks when I'm doing MMA, Monday nights kickboxing, Tuesday nights wrestling, Wednesday nights kickboxing, Thursday nights jiu-jitsu, Friday nights kickboxing. It is hard on me, you know. Some people can do it. Some people are lucky, and God bless them, you know. It's hard on my neck. It's hard on my back, especially to do something I don't want to do. You know what I mean? Like grapple. Like I just don't have fun doing it, man. And I like standing up. I like boxing, man. I love the Sweet Science, dude. I love kickboxing even, you know what I mean? And I'm still going to participate in kickboxing, you know. I'm just, when it gets down to the laying on the ground, grabbing each other's legs, taking away from the excitement for the fans and the potential of the fight, because, well, they don't want to throw the hands, you know, they just want to, they're searching for the win. Then it's like, all right, man, so we're not fighting anymore. You know, now we're competing, and now it's not fun. And in boxing, I feel like I can dictate that a little bit different. Obviously, there's no takedowns. I set the pace. It's you know what I mean? And it's my goal. Now, let's get even more pure. Let's take the gloves off. Let's take the gloves off and let's use only hands. Now there's only one tool, you know what I mean? Now we got, you know, hands. That's all we're using now. You know, no knees, no none of that, you know what I mean, with no gloves. So now it's a very pure form of fighting. Now you can't run. You can't grab onto me. And, you know, in this one you can tie plumb. So if you get close to me, man, I go for a clinch. I can do that, and I can uppercut you. You know, so I can keep it exciting. I can still make it a fight. And still stick to my aggressive pace instead of fighting a wrestler who wants to slow it down, who just wants to shoot in on the double, slowly make his way to side control, slowly make his way to mount. I try to post and get up, and he slowly makes his way to my back. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. So it's not fun for me. It's not fun for my fans. It takes away from the potential of the fight, you know, so... Yeah, I mean, and so it's, for me, it's an easy transition and more of an exciting transition. It's funner for me, you know what I mean? It's more what I like to do, man. I like to box. I like to throw my hands.
Now, you know, being that there is going to be no gloves, you know, a lot of the fighters, you know, have stated that they're going to be more methodical in their punches, more methodical in thought. Do you feel yourself going into tonight with Abigail, do you feel yourself going in there having that more methodical mindset since there isn't any gloves?
Man, my brain works fast, you know what I mean? So I react fast. You know, I just, I don't know what's going to happen. I know that I'm going to respond, and I know I'm going to win each exchange, and I'm going to use my long jab, you know what I mean? So I'm take my power down. You know, you got to think a little bit more about direction. But if you watch any of my MMA, dude, I got accuracy out of this world. When I touch people, I'll fight. You know what I mean? So there's so many questions about what I'm going to do. What's the game plan? It's like, you know what, dude? When I think too much in life, I fuck stuff up, man. Like if I play pool and I think about that shot too much, I'll mess around and miss the ball, man. But when I just do it, know what I'm supposed to do, don't analyze too much, and have trust and confidence in myself that I can handle myself, I do well. So for me, it's like, dude, I stand up. I've been training boxing. I'm fighting. I feel like I'm fighting a mediocre MMA striker, you know what I mean, at best, and that's with kicks. So now I'm taking away his kicks and his takedown attempts, and now all he has is hands, dude. I've been training boxing all year. Like, I haven't touched the mat or even train kickboxing in months, you know what I mean? Like, unless I have teammates who need kickboxing help. Like, I consider myself more of a boxer right now than an MMA fighter, and that's how I've been, you know, setting myself up. And then, so for this to be bare knuckle, like, I feel like this is still my sport. I feel like this is my sport. This is stand-up. This is my sport. He's a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, my opponent is, you know, so... And a lot of his victories are due to submissions or decisions and stuff. Mine are knockouts. Like, this is like what I do. So,
yeah, it truly is what you do. And the cool thing about it is, with a lot of these people, they've never boxed before. They've never even stepped inside of a ring in that aspect. And then now they're making the transition. And you look at Chris Lieben and others, you know. And here you got somebody like yourself who is already attributed to that sport. Would you say that, well, we all know it gives you an advantage going into this, but would you say it gives you a sense of calmness knowing that you're already at that level comparative to Abigail Velasquez?
Yeah, Abdiel or whatever, yeah. In boxing, you know, I don't know what his level is, man. I really don't. I've watched some of his highlights, and there is not one highlight where he's punching anything. It's a kick and a takedown. You know what I mean? So, like, if you look at my highlights, it's me touching people on the chin, you know, because that's what I do. So it's like I feel like I have more ways to beat him with my hands than he has more ways to beat me with his hands. If it was MMA, he would be the favorite because of his jiu-jitsu and his grappling background, right? You know, but in this sport, you don't have those tools, you know, and I'm confident in my tools. I feel like my tools are just a little bit sharper. I'm a few inches bigger than him, you know what I mean? Man, I'm just excited, bro. You know, I'm ready to go fist fight. That's what it is, right?
I'm ready to go do it,
bro. You know, I didn't start out, bro. And, you know, it's cliche and, oh, I'm a street fighter first. But, like, dude, me and my friends talk about it all the time, dude. I grew up fighting. Like in the neighborhood, like, the toughest kids then from my neighborhood, I got one-on-ones with them, whether I won or lost at some point in time, you know. 5th through 8th grade, you know, I got it in. I challenged that. There was no, you know, there was always that okayness with me, you know. So I'm nervous because it's going to be a new sport tonight to me, but I'm excited because I'm just going to do what I do, man. You know, and I got faith, man. So
I respect that. You know, being through the adversity and trials and tribulations that you spoke of, and that life gives us all. What does it truly mean for you to write a new chapter, not just for you, but for your family, moving into tonight's fight?
Man, you know, I mean, you know, money makes this world go round. So to go out here and get a W and then make it to the second round and go get that W and make it to the finals, it takes my name, through the roof. But, you know, and also, you know, it'll help me provide for my family. You know, that's the difference between this sport and MMA, man. MMA is so saturated in a lot of areas, man. And bare knuckle boxing is it. There's two promotions. So that's why it's so popular. That's why it's so, and it's so rare. So, you know, we can watch these fights, these MMA fights from 11 different promotions whenever, or we can watch this bare knuckle fight, you know, when it's, you know, so I feel like this fight, you know, that me being seen tonight doing bare knuckle will get me more exposure than any MMA fight that I've had, you know.
Yes, you truly will. You know, one of my best friends in life and in sport, and I've worked with him for years, is Jacob Stitch Duran. Now, he will be in house tonight as the cut man for this organization. You know, we did a live feed, and we both had that talk, which you just were speaking of. You know, we look at the sport. You could jump on Facebook or any type of social media from Tuesday through Sunday. You can find an MMA fight. I mean, it's not like the old days, you know. And I think with the sport of MMA being oversaturated, I think it's disheartening. I think they're, you know, honestly, some of us old timers think that MMA is going to be gone in the next 3 to 4 years. You know, with that being said, you know, this aspect of bare knuckle boxing, me and Stitch both agree that it's going to be the biggest aspect of the sport in the next year. You know, and you get to be one of the pioneers. You get to be one of the first people that created this aspect. So when you look at it like that, what does it truly mean to you, not just as a warrior, but as a man?
You know, I guess I really, I have, it hasn't resonated yet, man. It hasn't sunk in yet. You know, maybe on my way home, on that plane home, you know, I'll actually get to sit down and analyze what the hell just took place this weekend, you know.
Yeah, right.
But I'm still in, like, right now, dude. Okay, I'm in fight mode. I'm in focus mode. I guess I'm not thinking about anything else but the fight right now, man. I don't know what it feels like yet. Like, tomorrow, I'll be able to be like, that was crazy. You know? Like, I'm about to go do fucking 5 2-minute rounds with another trained professional athlete, you know? I get into a bar fight, and I'm like, okay, this is going to last 30 seconds. I'm going to smoke this guy. Me and my boys are going to roll out, go get some more drinks. You know what I mean? like for this instance, it's like, man, we're really about to punch each other up, man. Even if all we do is trade jabs, man, you know, faces can get split open, you know, and you got two hearts of a lion going at each other, man. You know, it's not going to stop at that, you know? So it's just like, I don't know, man. It's like, as you say it, it sits in a little bit more. And I think to myself, like, wow, am I really doing something that, you know, groundbreaking, you know? I guess I'm humble. I'm like, cool. You know, that's so awesome. And I just want to go out and, you know, truthfully, man, I want to be the first one to, I want to be the first lightweight bare knuckle champion, man. That's what I want to be, man. And, man, I feel like I can do it, bro. I really do.
You sound like you can do it, you know, and I believe in you too. You know, it's kind of funny. I'm going to throw a little historical aspect at you to make you even realize how significant this night is for you. The last legally sanctioned, or the first legally sanctioned bare knuckle fight was in 1894. And then it just kind of disappeared. So here we are this many years later, and you're setting the groundwork, man. You've done a tremendous aspect in all aspects of the sport. Now you get this opportunity to go out there and truly become 360 as a fighter. You know, that's tremendous. You know, that's a tremendous opportunity. You know, Sean, sometimes in life, and I know it's fight day, and I know it's probably going to be a hard question, and I hope Sean Keyes told you how my show rolls, but, you know, I like to show all aspects. So as we go into tonight, you know, sometimes we walk by a mirror, we look at a puddle on the pathway, and we get a reflection of who we are or what we're about. Who do you see, Sean?
I see a professional athlete, man. I see a hardworking man who shows up to the gym 3, sometimes 4 times a day. Who gets in overtime, who misses out, who sacrifices time from his family. When I look in the mirror, man, I don't see anybody who deserves it more than me. And yet I'm humbled. But the reason why I feel like I deserve it so much is because I really work hard. And I've been doing this for so long that something has to give for me, because I feel like I wasn't put in this position for no reason. So that's what I see, man. I see someone who can accomplish this whole task at hand. And yeah, bro.
That's crazy, right? You know, think back to that day that you initially got that phone call from Dave Feldman or Nate Shook giving you this opportunity. You know, what did that moment mean to you, and how did you express it and share it with your family?
Man, I guess it's meaning more to me now, because I'm really truly learning the significance of this sport. But I accepted a bare knuckle boxing match. And they're like, oh, sweet. So you'll get, like, what, hand wraps on? I'm like, no, it's bare knuckle boxing. Like, oh, my God, Sean. You know, and they're like, okay. And they support me, and they know, you know. And then, of course, I got everybody around me like, oh, dude, you're going to kill that sport, you know. But they don't understand the nervousness and the talent level that I'm up against. But, I guess I didn't understand the magnitude and the significance of what I'm about to do. I'm excited. I'm humbled. I'm blessed, man. And I feel like, man, I go out there and I myself, I don't see a person in this tournament beat me.
Especially not on fight day, bro. This is your time to shine. You know, it's a tremendous opportunity for you, because, like you said, you know, at the end of this tournament, you could be the first one. On American soil to actually hold up a belt and be a champion in bare knuckle, in the World Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships. That'll be the first in any promotion, because the inaugural event for the other promotion isn't even set till next month. So you actually, if you win this tournament, you actually will be the first since 1894 to hold up a belt. That's got to be a tremendous feeling. You know, what if, when you sit back and you're just hours away from the doors opening for this event, you know, what does a fighter, what goes through a fighter's head? What goes through your thoughts? Or you just try to relax the best way you possibly can?
I try to relax the best way I can, but, you know, what I think about more than anything, dude, is my kids. You know, I'm away from home, so it's a little difficult, but, dude, I just, you know, I try to stay focused, man. I try to stay disciplined in my mind, and I'm big on fighting with no emotions. This is business, you know what I mean? And I'm an athlete, and I know I train harder than anybody. So I feel, you know, the thoughts that just go through my head is obviously there's always worry. There's always excitement. There's always those chills, you know. But I find myself thinking about my kids and my family. That's what I think about.
You know, I interviewed Kung Lee last week, and family is a very big thing, you know, with him. And I asked him, I asked certain legends and world champions this question, but I want to ask you because, you know, you talk about family and you're very respectful in your walk. So I'm going to ask you what these three words mean to you. And, you know, I'd love to hear your response, you know, because this is the way I roll in life and this is the way a lot of people that I deal with. But what does pride, passion, and perseverance mean to you, Sean?
those are three very, very important words to me. Obviously, there's time frames for all of them. Because sometimes you have to put your pride in your pocket. And I'm very proud of who I am. But I can't, sometimes I can't let those things, you know, my pride or my thoughts overcome what is about to take place. Perseverance, I've been through so much of it, you know. Having to, you know, I got a hell of a story behind me, man. And, you know, I'm sure everybody does, so I won't go into it because mine's no worse or no better than anybody's, but you know, I got a story behind me and I know what I've been through and I know where I come from. So 2 5-minute rounds, a 10-minute fight is going to be that's a pretty how do I say it, that's a short time to have as much perseverance as I've used over the years, you know what I mean? So I think I got that part covered. And what was the other word you said?
I said pride, passion, and perseverance. Yeah.
Passion, man. Dude, I don't know how I could show more passion for what I do. You know, I'm very humble. I ask my boxing coaches, I ask local talent in the area, you know, for as much help as I can get, man. I truly, truly, you know, am very passionate about how I feel, very. You know, I don't think I would have the name or the love and respect that I have if I wasn't as passionate for combat sports as I am. So, yeah, those three words are, when I hear those three words, I think importance.
You know, I like that. I like that answer. You know, the tremendous thing about you is you can tell you're a family man. You talk about your kids a great deal. You know, you're creating this legacy, and now you're adding to that legacy by writing this chapter. You know, when you sit back and you look at it and realize that you've created this aspect of you for future generations of your family, your children, and whoever to look back and realize who you are and what you created and what you did in this world, what do those moments mean to you?
Everything, man. I pride myself off of those moments. You know, those moments are, that's how I set the tone, you know, that's how I give myself a lane. That's how I create my lane. I create my image. So, you know, Yeah.
Right, it's a trip. You know, I know you don't
it's
talk
crazy,
crap.
Man. Your questions are great. Your questions are great, man.
Yeah, and I'm sick, man, so I'm not even on point right now, but I appreciate that.
Your questions are, you know, they got my brain running, man, and it's really making me understand and realize where I'm at and appreciate where I'm at right now. So I needed this. It's good.
I appreciate that, homie, because, you know, I created this show 15 years ago to give back to a sport that gave to me. You know, a sport that put a roof over my head, food in my stomach, and took care of my family. And here I am now, a two-time inducted photographer and award-winning journalist. And I wanted to give the fighters a show where they can come on and share who they are. I mean, you get Joe Rogan, Ariel Helwani, and all these other guys. And, you know, even Chuck Liddell said my show was one of the best shows he's ever been on. Because he gets to share who he is. You know, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of people base who you are off of what they see on social media, what they see in somebody's post, but they truly don't get to know you as a fighter. You know, and that's why I did the show. That's why I created this platform, because it lets people see who you are. And they're able to hear the words out of your mouth. So, I mean, you're just hours away from one of the greatest opportunities in your life. You've already expressed how much it meant to you. I mean, I'm just honored to have you on, bro, to be quite honest with you, because it truly is. It's the creation of a new aspect of the sport. You know, I sat back, and before both promotions were even created, we had talked about some of us old school guys. We talked about this sport, if it would ever come to apparition. We never thought it would. And now that it has, all of us, each and every one of us, think that it's the new era, it's the new way of the sport, it's where everything's going to go. And, you know, we talked about it earlier, you're one of the first. So, I mean, I wish you a tremendous amount of luck tonight, man. I know it's kind of hard to do a show the day of fight night, but if you had to thank everybody that has pushed you, stood by you, those who gave you the intent, or that just that little nudge when you needed it. If you had to thank those people, who would those people be, and what words would you say to them?
My first thank you would be to my mom, probably. Obviously, you know, she's always got my back and support, and fuck, you can't replace mom's love and support, man. And secondly, it would have to be my teammates. You know, because they sweat and believe with me and hurt with me and they deal with me for, you know, through bad times and good times. And then it'd be my friends. You know, I'm so grateful for my friends. I got friends who literally drove 13 hours down here to Mississippi, man. The absolute fucking best. So, you know, I got amazing friends. I got my coaches, dude, you know what I mean? Like, I could call any coach in the Quad Cities. And they would be more than happy to be here. But my personal coach, man, my life coach, one of my big brothers, Josh Howitt. You know, shit. You know, my sponsors, man. I got a couple personal ones that always, you know, even if it's out of town and it doesn't mean much to them to sponsor me. You know, I got Squirrel Tree Service. You know, he's probably one of the biggest tree removal services in the Quad Cities, but I'm down here in Biloxi going to be wearing his logo, you know. Nobody knows that, but he's still got my back, you know, and I got, you know, my sponsorship team, man, you know, Whiteout Promotions with Sean White and Eric Cadu, those guys, I could call, send them a text at 1 a.m., and if they're up, they're going to respond, you know, and so I got, you know, I've seen people with huge support systems, man. But out of biasness and love, I have the best support system.
It sounds like that, though, man. It sounds like that. You know what? I tell you, I wouldn't just jump and do a special show with anybody, you know, and to have our boy Sean hit me up and ask me to bring you on, I'm honored that he did, because you truly are a professional in all aspects. You conduct and hold yourself very well, and I appreciate that respect that you give to the show. You know, tonight is going to be crazy. It's going to be full of emotions, full of different aspects. You know, I wish you the best of luck tonight, man. You truly deserve it. I think this opportunity is designed just for you, a fighter just like you. You know, I know I keep referencing different aspects, but I think Johnny Hendricks said it best. You know, he was like, I was in a sport that I fell out of love with, and then I got an opportunity to fight in bare knuckle. And he said it made me realize that somebody still felt my relevance and somebody still believed in me. Is that the same thoughts that you took into this?
Very much so, man. Very, very, very much so. This is I say bare knuckle fighting championships is the UFC of bare knuckle fighting. You know, that's the way I see it. They were the first ones. So they're the commercial name. You know, and nothing against the other promotion. And I'm sure they'll be huge. And I've seen their card, and their card's amazing. But that's just how I feel, you know. And so I feel like I'm getting the chance of a lifetime, and I am, man. I'm pumped to be a part of it. And for them to ask me is, it's like, what are you asking me for, Merrick? You know, so I'm not good enough, you know. And they think so, man. And so what it did for me was light another fire that I could. I might not be the UFC world champion. But it's something that I can, you know, I can be a champion of this, and this is a significant organization and a thing to be a champion of. So, yeah, man, I'm just excited fight by, you know, I'm gonna take a fight by fight and live in the moment, man.
Most definitely, you know, my friend. Any final thoughts before we kind of wrap things up here? Is there anything that you'd like to say to your fans about what they can expect tonight and what tonight means to you?
I you could ask every one of my fans what they expect, and they all going to say the same thing, man. They expect a knockout, and I expect a knockout because that's what I do, man. So God willing, brother, no injuries to me or my opponent. We both get in and get out. Hopefully I can just put him to bed and he wakes up perfectly fine in 20 seconds. You know what I mean? So, they know what to expect. I come to knock people out, man. I'm finally in a company in a way that I can use nothing but my hands, man, and I can get a little dirty with it. So they know what to expect, and I just want to thank everybody just for being with me on this journey of, you know, combat, and thank you, man, for allowing me to and getting me on here on a Saturday, man. Your questions, your interview, I can see why Chuck said this is one of the best talk shows he's been on, because it's very different, but I got to explain myself, and I feel great.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a lot better than that Wikipedia or Tapology. What did you do wrong your last camp? Why do you think you lost your last fight? I mean, what do people really get from that? I mean, they get what they can already see on social media. Who already wants to know what they already knew? You know, and it wouldn't do you justice. It's just not gonna do any fighter justice sharing something that anybody can look up on the internet already. It's pathetic in some ways. You know, I made a comment the other day, and I'll stand by it. And Ariel, you can retweet all you want. You know, I don't need to wear a $5,000 suit and do a show from my grandmother's basement to make a difference in this world. You know?
Right.
I could do it just the way I am, and I'm doing just fine. I'm ranked number 7 in the country, and I'm proud. I could be ranked 200th and still be happy as long as I'm giving you fighters the best interview I possibly can. You know, it was truly an honor to have you on my show today. I'd love to have you back on after this event. You know, I think it's going to be a tremendous night for you. I wish you the best of luck, my friend. I'm going to hand the mic to you if there's any social media or just anything else that you'd like to add to the program. The floor is yours, brother.
Awesome, man. It's you guys can follow me at on Instagram at @the_SeanWest. I'm on Facebook at Sean M. West Senior. That's what you'd have to look me up, or you can look up my page, Sean the Exception West. Check me out, man. I'm just a humble dude who loves to fight, loves to be exciting, and loves to entertain, man. So, yeah, thank you guys for having me, and I'm excited. Shout out to Whiteout Promotions, Big Five, Squirrel Tree Services. What we do. Let's go to work, baby.
Most definitely. You know, my brother, I wish you the best of luck tonight. I don't think you're going to have any problem transitioning yourself into this aspect. You're an honorable man. I truly appreciate you joining the show. Best of luck to you tonight. Oh, and before I let you go, that link that I shared with you, you can share it. It's permanent. Okay. I don't delete the links. I keep the links until
awesome.
3 months from now. If you want to listen to it, you can always go back and listen to it, brother. I don't believe in taking away memories. So on that
note, awesome. Thanks.
Handle it, bro. Handle it.
Yes, sir. You know it, no doubt.
All right, man. God bless you, brother. Wish you the best of luck tonight. Thank you so much.
Enjoy yourself, man. Bless up.
You too, bro. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sean the Exception West. Truly a humble fighter, man. I really like the kid, to be quite honest with you. He's already got boxing experience. So, man, tremendous. I can't wait to get the outcome, get him back on the show. Possibly as soon as possible next week. You know, I already got my shows lined up, but hey, I can always add one more. With that being said, I want to thank Finished MMA, Juan Martinez. I want to thank Cutman for Hire Supplies with Jacobs Fitch Duran and Juan Ramirez. I want to thank the 86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie. Tremendous organization giving back. Check them out, the 86ers.net. And Bite Me Mouthguards with Joe Rice. Last but not least, I'm going to take us out with a commercial, and when we come back, we'll be wrapping the show up.
What up, it's your boy Slone Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony Family Tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'm going to ask you this, though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout-out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
And I'm back. I just want to thank you to my listeners and to Sean Keys from Get Slept Fightwear. Tremendous man. Made this interview happen. I want to thank the World Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships for allowing me to interview their fighters. On that note, I'm not feeling that great, so I'm going to jump out of here with a little cash, 916. I wish everybody a tremendous fight night. Have a good day, and God bless.
Come back with another bag. Cash with another one. Hey, Cali with another one. Hey. Yeah, I'm back with another one. Sacramento summer one. Golden on the beat, shit slapping. Yeah, another one. Cali is the number one. Bay is the dummy one. Cash can't rap, knees slapping. Yeah, funny one. Rapping rappers up there. Smoke you like a honey bun. To dump you in the backwoods. Then I roll it backwards. Khalifa cushed up in the leaf. Yeah, the honey wine. Then I peel off. Aren't you glad that I got bars? Hit you with that homegrown shit like